Just wanted to report exactly what I saw. I did it to the best of my abilities.
Counterpoint?
Yes.
Counterpoint?
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I think you're right in that, in saying that people have made too much of this, okay? It's not the Yalta Summit. You're not Churchill. Kid Rock is not Stalin. Churchill is an FDR, okay? So, yes, I believe too much has been made about this, but I think you've fallen into the trap. I think that I represent 99% of the internet when I say this, is that you've played the game of proximity is principle. And what people are worried about is not your motivation. We believe you. We love you, Bill. Everybody loves Bill, right? I'm not questioning your motivation. I'm questioning Trump's, okay? And if we can say that you went there in good faith, but maybe, just maybe, he wasn't there in good faith. I mean, you sold him on the Iran deal and he took it in. I mean, give me a break, okay? So the idea here is that your motivation is sound, but what's the impact? And I think a lot of people out there, fans of yours, people will love you. People who are fans of you, like me, I've been fans of
you. You don't have to patronize me, dude. Okay. I don't know you.
I never met you. I'm just saying that this comes from a place.
Not everybody has to like it.
That's what we said.
There are people who didn't want it to happen at all. It sounded like one of them. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Like, what is the alternative to not talking? Just sit at your lunch table and don't talk to anybody?
Talk to him. I've interviewed Trump. Here's an interview.
That's not it. That's just not an interview. This was not an interview.
I agree with the principle of engagement. I'm just saying, from his perspective, you have to understand that people out there know, all Americans know, that for him, this was a PR stunt. And in his view, you were a prop in that PR stunt. Okay.
Well, you see, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing to do. If you go on social media for five minutes now,
you just have these tribal fury raging all day long. Everyone's got to be implacably there, implacably here. And actually, most Americans and most Brits, they're not like that. So there's this screaming going on between these tribes and actually walking across... You know, across that line, sitting down, having dinner, having a laugh, having a chat. And then the idea that Bill Maher is now going to stop criticizing Donald Trump.
I didn't do it with him.
It's preposterous.
I didn't do it before. I didn't do it in the monologue. I didn't do it with Steve Bannon. And the fact that... you began your little rant with the internet, that tells me everything. You take your cues from the internet. Good luck. The internet is a cesspool that just wants to fight.
I support what you're trying to do. I'm just saying the expectation that Donald Trump is going to be changed by something.
I said in the piece I did not think that was going to happen.
In that case, then go with
I love the people on either side who ignore the parts they don't like and then just... And I just did it. It wasn't like it was 3 weeks ago. I mean, watch it again. Maybe you'll find something new in it.
I don't know what the hell you said to him at dinner, but all hell broke loose within about 3 days of that dinner. Were you giving him economic advice in there?
No, I mean, he was doing the tariffs well before that. I mean, that is.